Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Thank you for joining me today on We Sing Our Faith. You know, just this past week, I was asked to participate in a beautiful prayer offering called A Spiritual Bouquet. And I love the spiritual bouquet, and it's one of those things that sometimes we don't talk about. It's a beautiful gift within our Catholic faith, and sometimes when we think about what kind of a gift can we give someone, you know, the greatest gift that we can offer is our prayer. And so it was a great reminder this week to be a part of a spiritual bouquet where we were asked as individuals, what prayers would you like to offer within this group of prayers that so many people around the state and country are offering? What would you like to add as far as your prayers? And so yesterday on Morning Joy, I had an opportunity to go a little deeper into what a spiritual bouquet is and kind of how we can participate in them in our own life as far as the gift giving of others within our Catholic faith or other Christian friends that we are praying for. So we're going to begin today with a prayer, and you're going to hear different prayers throughout the episode today, but we're going to begin with my rendition of the Malote, Our Father. So from me, Julie Carrick, your host, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be.
Basically, a spiritual bouquet idea, some of these ideas would include things like various prayers, like the rosary, a novena, mass intentions, as well as acts of charity, fasting, and some time spent in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, all offered for a specific person or intention. And then these acts and prayers are gathered together, I guess if you could envision that, kind of like a bouquet of flowers. Each individual flower would be one of those prayers. You bring it together and you've got a bouquet. And so that's where that term spiritual bouquet comes from. And often we write them down, maybe on a nice greeting card, or create a meaningful spiritual gift of the prayers. And we're going to go into that a little bit deeper as we continue along our episode today of Spiritual Bouquets. But before we go to the next one, I want to share a song from a wonderful artist that we've had on recently, Ms. Laura Huval from Louisiana. I love the way that she sings this beautiful prayer, the Apostles' Creed. We don't often hear it sung, but on her project to sing the rosary, oh my goodness, it's such a beautiful part of that project. I just had to share it today. So wherever you are listening now, the Apostles' Creed with Miss Laura Huval.
I believe in God the Father.
Look at the spiritual bouquet, different ways of looking at them. You know, why are they meaningful? What are they intended for? Well, they are a gift of prayer and support. Receiving one can be a touching and encouraging experience for the recipient. It shows that others are thinking of and praying for you, creating a sense of unity and spiritual connection. And each prayer or act of sacrifice is like one of those spiritual flowers that when we gather them together, it's a meaningful collection. Now, some of the other prayers, like praying the rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet, maybe you're going to extend your prayer time a little bit and do a novena, which would be a 9-day prayer, where you ask the intercession in a particular way, whether it is to the Holy Spirit, whether it is the Sacred Heart of Christ, perhaps Mama Mary or one of her beautiful names, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, those particular ways that Mary has presented herself in our world. There are beautiful novenas that you can look up. In fact, there's a website called Pray More Novenas, and it gives you a great overview of what a novena is. But to include one of those in a spiritual bouquet is amazing. Perhaps you're going to do something as simple as, you know, 10 Our Fathers. You could say them, or you could play my rendition of that maybe 10 times over a number of days. Sing those prayers. And as I said, participating in Eucharistic adoration or attending Mass, that is powerful to include in the spiritual bouquet. But before we go further on some kind of like physical ways of putting something together, I want to go to another song. And this is one that I have taken Psalm 91, because when we think about it, when we pray the Psalms, we are praying the prayers of our early church. And so those beautiful Psalms where they are calling out to God for his help or calling out in prayer of praise to God, the Psalms are amazing. And so I want to go to my rendition of Psalm 91. So for me, your host, Julie Carrick, let's take some time.
If you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of the fowlers, hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his pinions, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows flying in the daytime, neither the plague stalking in the night, nor the scourge that wreaks havoc in the light of day. You can say to Yahweh, my support you all.
dragons and lions. You will say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And Yahweh says,
I rescue all who cling to me. I protect all who know my name. I answer all who beseech me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life, long and full. Show them how I can save.
My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
I love singing that, and that's one of those psalms that I love to offer for people who are going through maybe some type of tribulation or struggle. Also, if there's any military people in your life, Psalm 91 is known as the warrior's psalm. So whether they are Army or Air Force or Navy or Marine, those who fight for our freedoms, what a great way to pray for them and offer that spiritual bouquet, including Psalm 91. Now, of course, one of the most familiar prayers to our Catholic community is the Hail Mary. You know, based from Luke's gospel, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You know, we take the beauty of that gospel of St. Luke and the way that Mary is introduced to us and her yes. What more beautiful prayer than to ask the mother of our Savior to pray with and for us? And so the Hail Mary, the beauty and simplicity of its words, but the way that we're going to share it today is the way that Chuck and Alicia Brock have set it to music. And the beauty of those beautiful words, the power of that, you know, that heart of a warrior princess, as my brother would always call Mama Mary. We look at her as a woman, but she was so strong, and her grace is so ready to be shared with us, her children, her suppliant children, who ask our mother's intercession. So wherever you're listening today, be blessed now as Chuck and Alicia Brock sing for us, Hail Mary.
Holy Mary.
Think of Mama Mary, one of the most beautiful saints in heaven, the most beautiful saint in heaven. But there are those other saints, like Saint Francis of Assisi. How marvelous to ask his intercession right now as he encourages so many people to pray for peace. At every time in history, we have needed to pray for peace, but I honestly believe never more than now. Our world is in such a place of anger and discord and hatred and disagreement, and we need God's peace to fill our world. And so the beautiful prayer penned by Saint Francis of Assisi, my good friend Jim Whitaker and I sat down one day, and I played with the lyric just a little bit to give it that sense of song, so to take the prayer and make it lyric, and then to work on this musical piece together. I love that we were able to literally pray together as we played the music together. And that's what you're going to hear in our next song today as we consider those pieces to add into our spiritual bouquet. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, accompanied by my dear friend Jim Whitaker, Instrument of Peace.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow your love. Where there is injury, true forgiveness. Where there's doubt, true faith in you. Where there is pain, let me share your hope. Where there is darkness, your light of truth. Where there is sadness, Lord, you bring us joy. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart beat the rhythm set by God. May every gift he's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument of peace. May I be his instrument of peace.
Divine Master, grant me not so much to seek consolation as to share your compassion. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love like you. It is in giving that we receive. As we will pardon, so are we forgiven. It is in dying that we are born to life. May my hands be used to sow the peace that only love can bring. May my heart beat the rhythm set by God. May every gift He's given me be a tool of grace. May I be Christ's instrument.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, inspirational speaker, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you, sharing the music and the ministry in the heart of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And at that same site, please list your prayer intentions, because one of the things that we love to do is pray for our listeners. And when we can pray for your specific intentions, it's part of that offering of that spiritual bouquet of God's grace. Also at that site, I'll have a PDF kind of overviewing what we're talking about today and how lovely it is to put together your own spiritual bouquet for someone. Now, as we go to the next song, it's another psalm, and it's Psalm number 103. And the way that Craig Colson and his beautiful wife, Kristen, share their music ministry, their life of prayer and song, they have written so many settings of the psalms, but I think this is one of my favorites. So from Craig and Kristen Colson, "The Lord is kind and merciful," Psalm number 103.
Merciful. Love that one. And I love when a husband and wife work well together. You know, it's a beautiful blessing in my life, again, now with Kurt and I being back in full-time itinerant ministry and being able to share the beauty within Carrick Ministries for the dates that I'm available each month. And then for Heidi Glaze, who is a part of our work, and to bring forward the beautiful work of Father Mike Jolie and a few of our other artists here at Carrick Ministries. So please reach out to us. There are a number of dates still open for Advent, and of course Lent and Ordinary Time. We want to make sure that the calendars are filled throughout the year. So call us at 1-888-880-6874. Again, that number is 1-888-880-6874. And we want to make an event available for you. Now, beyond those verbiage prayers, you know, those things that we pray, whether in the rosary, the chaplets, those beautiful times of going to Mass or adoration, there are acts of charity and sacrifice that you can add into your spiritual bouquet. So perhaps performing an act of kindness for someone, offering a sacrifice for the benefit of another. Whatever that might be, it can be something as simple as, you know, you're in the grocery store and you see a young mom and she's got a big cart and she's got little ones with her and she's trying to manage all of it. Pause what you're doing, set your cart to the side and go help her. It's that beautiful little act of kindness that we can consider for those beautiful spiritual bouquets, and engaging in acts of charity for people. You know, fasting. I truly love taking a couple of days a week to fast. And when I'm getting ready to do a spiritual bouquet for someone, I love offering that gift, you know, that gift where we let our bodies be a little bit hungry, you know, hungry physically, so that it reminds us that we are hungering for that beautiful presence of God in our life, right? That beautiful gift of His grace that we want to be filled with. And what an amazing difference that makes when we're just a little bit hungry in order to really recognize our hunger for Him. And to offer that for someone is beautiful. That idea that we give up food, we give up something that we really enjoy for the good grace of another person. And then once we have decided the prayers that we want to pray, the special offerings that we want to do, those special acts of kindness or fasting or times of adoration, then how to actually create it. Well, once we have, you know, decided what we want to do, make a record of it. Write it down, something as simple as on a piece of paper. And I'm going to give you some more creative ideas on not maybe just writing it on a piece of paper, but other ways of doing it. But then present it to the person, either when you have finished all of those beautiful acts of kindness and prayers, or if it's an upcoming thing that would be their special intention, maybe give it to them beforehand so that they know when he or she is going to be prayed for. You give them that list of things that you've done, and it's amazing the joy knowing that someone is literally on their knees praying for them and their special intention. And that's going to take us to our next song. And it's the beautiful Ave Maria by Maria Parkinson that I had the privilege of recording on a special project a few years ago called Lend Me Your Heart. And it's the Ave Maria As I Kneel. So again, today from me, your host, Julie Carrick, my rendition of As I Kneel.
As I
I love singing that one too. We had such a joy recording that one in Nashville with the band there, and the guys just brought out their A game for that one. So now, here are some ways of actually making that physical part of the spiritual bouquet that you are going to gift to someone. You've got all your prayers figured out or already done. You've done your acts of kindness or have them figured out, your adoration, whatever those beautiful devotional prayers that you want to do. And then either write that on a lovely card and have that ready to give, or perhaps, and I love doing this, actually cut out from paper some flowers. You can, you know, it's so easy to download little templates and things now, or find a coloring book with flowers and cut out those flowers and then write on each individual flower, you know, 10 Our Fathers, one rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, so that each of those little individual paper flowers have those prayers on them, and then tie it together with a little ribbon. And you literally have this physical bouquet to look at, right? Perhaps you want to give someone actual flowers. That's lovely too. Like literally buy some inexpensive flowers, put them in a vase, and then take a little string with a tag, and on each stem, right, on each of the individual flowers, tie that little ribbon with a piece of paper that has the prayers written on it. It's a lovely way to do it. I like using what's called a prayer jar, and I really encourage people to make this a gift that once they've received it, to pay it forward or to re-gift it, so to speak. So in my prayer jar, I find just a simple jar, maybe at a dollar store, and then cut little pieces of different colored paper or just white paper, either one, and then write down on each piece of paper the prayer or spiritual work you've done, and then put them in the jar. And then as the person opens that jar and reads all of those prayers, maybe that will encourage them then to say, you know what, I want to do these prayers as well for someone else. And then they can write those down and then use that same little jar with those prayers and gift it to someone else. That's just such a fun and creative way of doing that. And you might be asking yourself, when is it appropriate to give a spiritual bouquet? Well, for any time, really, any day of the year is a beautiful day to receive that. But if there's a special upcoming thing, like maybe a wedding, I love to do a spiritual bouquet and then gift it. So as the couple sends out their save the date, you begin your spiritual bouquet for them, and then on their wedding day, give them the gift of all of the prayers that you have done for them as they were preparing for their marriage, and that it will be a marriage that is blessed until the day they die and go home to the Lord, right? We want those marriages to last, filled with God's grace. And so, in fact, one of the things that we did for our daughter and son-in-law, they were married on April the 14th a few years ago. And what we gave them as a gift, once they had set their wedding date, I went to the parish and I gave a little stipend for each 14th for every month for a year. So on the 14th of every month for a year, the Mass was prayed for their intention. I love that idea. It was so beautiful and fun to share. Now, we've got to get to some more music today. So the next song that we are going to share is The Beautiful One by Donna Corey Gibson, and it's her rendition of The Memorare. Be blessed as Donna sings for us.
Fled to your protection.
Thank you, Donna. And now the next song, a simple, beautiful piece, very light in instrumentation because I just wanted the voice to lift up to God. And this is a song that became part of my book, Incense and Intercession, The Beautiful Ways of Praying. And so from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Psalm 141.
Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. The lifting up of my hands as an evening offering, hear my prayer, hear my heart, O Lord. Set a guard, Lord, to my lips. Let not my heart incline to evil. Upon you, O Lord, my Lord. It is in you that I take refuge. Do not take away my soul. Guard me from the trap of evil, that I may pass over safely. Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. Let my prayer rise like incense. Lifting up of my hands as an evening offering, hear my prayer, hear my heart, O Lord. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts
for taking this time with me. The very last thing that we are going to hear today is that beautiful doxology prayer, The Glory Be. This is from Miss Laura Huval. Again, thank you for taking this time with me each and every week on We Sing Our Faith. The website, of course, is wesingourfaith.org, wesingourfaith.org. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Proclaiming the truth with clarity and charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. We love the rosary, but when you have a group of rambunctious children, the thought of praying a family rosary can be kind of daunting.
Maybe it's because your ideal way of praying a family rosary doesn't match reality. Or maybe you've always found it just tough to pray the rosary. But it is a most powerful prayer. Our Lady gave it to us to encourage, protect, and sustain us.
You may feel like your family is bad at praying the rosary, but the good news is that there's lots of ways to use this powerful weapon of prayer. Prepare the environment. Get rid of phones, put away distracting toys, light candles, wait till everyone's calm, maybe even on the way to bed.
Or take it outside. If your kids are too energetic, do a walking rosary. And don't forget car trips when the kids are locked in your vehicle. And a rosary on the way to Mass is a great preparation. For more on this topic, listen to our podcast on family prayer at messyfamilyminute.org.
The vocation of a military chaplain is a unique calling. He offers spiritual solace and guidance to soldiers, providing prayers and comfort in battle. He embodies faith and valor and brings God's blessing to those who defend and protect. Would you like to pastor like Servant of God and Medal of Honor recipient Chaplain Vincent Capodanno? Visit milarch.org. Learn more about shepherding U.S. service members, veterans, and families in service to this nation.
Christianity rises or falls with Jesus. If Jesus is just a myth, then Christianity's false. It's that simple. So, is Jesus just a myth? The answer is no. Apart from the four Gospels in Paul's epistles, which skeptics unfairly reject, we have non-Christian sources that affirm Jesus existed. For example, the first century Jewish historian Josephus, in his work, Antiquities of the Jews, names Jesus, describes him as a doer of startling deeds, and affirms his crucifixion under Pontius Pilate. Cornelius Tacitus, a Roman historian of the first century, in his work Annals, refers to a group of people called Christians and describes the founder of their name as, quote, Christus, who was put to death by Pontius Pilate, procurator of Judea in the reign of Tiberius, close quote. So, was Jesus a real historical person? You better believe it. I'm Carlo Broussard with a ready reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.